Good morning and welcome to the podcast. My name is Tini de Koning and it's good to have you with us again this morning. Today we are finishing up on the life of Peter. We've had a look this week at him a little bit closer and just trying to see what happened in his life and how it's changed when he received the Holy Spirit. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 3, he writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." He's busy encouraging churches. In this time, it was dangerous to be a Christian. Christians were persecuted. Christians were killed. They vanished. All kinds of things happened to them. So the letter he's writing and the problems that they are facing, the challenges are very, very real. Verse 7, "So that the test of genuineness of your faith, more precious than the gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So the trials and the hardships we go through are there to refine us and our faith the same way that gold is refined. God does not waste what happens to us. And it's not always God sending hardships on our road, but there's always something that comes out of the trials, comes out of the difficult situation we went through. Verse 13 says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action, be sober-minded, let your hope fully be on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. He's encouraging us to be sober-minded, to look to God, not to get distracted. Remember, life is full of distractions. The devil is too happy if he can distract you. Even when you become a Christian, he doesn't decide you are now off limits, or now he doesn't have a strategy and doesn't know how to, let's say, get under your skin. So, very, very important is that we live purposefully, we spend time with God, we spend time in prayer. We do this not because we have to or because it's the law, but we spend time with God because we love Him, because He's given us Jesus. He's given us so much, and if we look at how he changed Peter's life, Peter became a bold minister. Miracles were happening. People were healed when he was in their presence. He could never do this on his own. Peter was so very far different from this when he started out. And yet when he receives the Holy Spirit, God changes his heart, gives him the boldness, gives him the words to speak, and he becomes a mighty, mighty instrument in God's hands. We can do this when we allow God to work in us. Each of us has a different purpose, but we definitely are here for a purpose. But we've got to allow God to work in us. We've got to submit to Him. We've got to acknowledge Him. We've got to seek Him, because these things don't just happen on their own. Let us pray. Thank you, Father God, so much that you've got a purpose for each of us. None of us is here by accident. None of us is here by mistake. Each of us is precious in your sight today. Lord, thank you that you lead us by the precious Holy Spirit, and that you show us, Lord, today, just a small glimpse, Lord, of why we are here and what you have put us here for. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing love for us. And Lord, that you, through your Spirit, you have the power to turn our lives around, Lord. Thank you that we don't have to do this in our own strength, in our own capacity, let's say in our own financial capacity, our own whatever capacity, Lord. We walk by your strength, by the guidance of your Spirit, and with your love in our hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings, everybody. Have a good day further.
You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za or search for Encouragement Media on Facebook. Send us an email to info@encmedia.co.za. Thank you.